Tax season has arrived, and doing taxes without the right help can feel overwhelming. Intuit TurboTax is here now to guide you through it with confidence. Match with a TurboTax full-service expert who handles everything for you from start to finish. Your dedicated expert checks every single deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And the best part? You'll see real-time updates on your expert's progress right on your phone while you live your life. Plus, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Full Service Experts. Real-time updates only on iOS mobile app.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
What is the definition of true evil? Does it take something paranormal or supernatural to cause something to be evil, or can people create evil? Can someone's deeds, thoughts, actions eventually get so dark that they themselves are the manifestation of evil without anything else interfering or influencing that individual? It's an interesting thought, because it's kind of like, you know, the horse before the cart, or that, or there's no real true answer, I think, but evil certainly exists. In our next story, we hear about someone who really kind of fell down a dark path and came so close to evil, not only the evil that seems to exist in the supernatural and paranormal world, but the evil that also exists within the minds and the world of the living. Just how dark and depraved the world can be, how people can be, and it can be truly disturbing. And then the energy that they expel and what it can do to those around them. Take a listen. I just want to share this part of my life because I just feel like I need to tell this story. First, I'll tell you a little bit about myself. I'm currently 18 years old. I have recently came back to reality after a long period of darkness. I was a junior in high school when I started to meet some of the wrong people. I was making tons of friends outside of school who were not in school, so I was beginning to be influenced by all these people. My grades began to drop dramatically, and I was very withdrawn from my family. I came from a big family, a family where no one does drugs, and I really do feel blessed to have such an amazing family. So, the fact that I was beginning to go on the wrong path was a horrible thing. Both of my parents are firstborn children of their families, and I'm the firstborn boy into the family, on both sides of my family, out of 18 cousins. So, I'm in a position where I have an influence over a ton of my cousins. I'm a Native American on my dad's side, and my great-grandfather was the healer of the family. He was a chairman for Natives. When I was a child, we had a ceremony where he said that when he dies, I'm going to be the healer of the family. He passed away when I was about 5, so I've been raised being told I would be very clairvoyant. I did not ever really understand it growing up. Also, another thing I feel like everyone should know about me is, growing up, I had extremely bad night terrors, where I'd experienced the presence of extremely malevolent entities. So I've always known what evil is like because I've been a target my whole life. My great-grandfather explained how I cannot ever use drugs or be on any type of medication. For some reason, this was emphasized. Growing up, I was the center of attention and I was always that sacred child. I was raised by many different family members because my parents were 18 when they had me, so I was pretty much raised in the middle of the family rather than just by my parents. I just wanted to tell you all of this because I feel like this adds a lot of weight to the situation. Okay, well, as I said before, I met a lot of the wrong people. I was just so curious. I could not resist myself. I began to use ecstasy, marijuana, and drink frequently. I also began to do tons of designer drugs that nobody really knows what they are. Also, I believe drugs basically make you extremely vulnerable to spirits and can invite things into your life that you do not want there. Note that I was only 16 years old. I began to hang out with people who were in their 20s. I was going to parties a lot, skipping school, lying to my family. I'd lie for money, and I wanted was just to have fun. That's all I wanted. This whole time, I was basically numb. I had no clue what was going on. I was so vulnerable. I was always uneasy, though, as I remember, one specific event that changed me. I was with my friend when I snuck out of my house. We walked to his house and began to do some drugs. We then had to leave the house for some reason, I think to meet up with another friend. We were walking and met up with whoever we needed to see, and there were 5 of us, and 2 people were sober, and I was not that high. It was ecstasy. As we were walking back, we were all perfectly fine, laughing and talking and having a good time, being rowdy teenagers walking down the street at about 3 a.m. Next, we all began to hear some blood-curdling screams and cries a few blocks in front of us. The best way to explain what it sounded like is a woman being raped. You could even say it sounded like a woman giving birth, but there was also something very weird about it because it sounded like a woman crying out for help. Then it was changing to a baby screaming, then a cat screaming. They were all very alarming sounds. It was the most horrific thing I've heard in my entire lifetime. We all went silent and stopped and stood in horror, looking at each other to see if everyone else heard it. We all heard it. Now we all thought it was a woman and her child who were hurt by someone and then left on the sidewalk hurt and crying. That's a scenario that went through our minds. So there were 2 of us who wanted to go towards her to help, and the rest wanted to run the other way. I demanded we go help the person who needed help. So we all walked towards the sound. The sound was then getting extremely loud. We felt awfully close to her, but we couldn't see her. Her screams began to get very intense, and as if she were being tortured, the sounds were extremely disturbing and gross. This is when it all began to scare us. We felt like the noise was on top of us, but we couldn't find her. Then it just abruptly stopped. Just like that. It quit. It felt like we were right next to it. When it stopped, we were all swept with a feeling of extreme evil. I remember feeling almost every negative emotion while feeling extremely filthy and disgusting, like I wanted to throw up. I remember looking at my friends' faces, and they all had a look of horror on their faces also. We all just looked at each other as if we were all mentally saying, "You feel that too?" And we all began to just run. We all knew it was not what we thought it was. This event pretty much killed the night, and I was traumatized. For the next couple of days, I was with my friends, and we experienced a lot of strange little happenings, many of which were also experienced by other people who just happened to be there with us, like strange noises, footsteps, stuff like that. The weird thing is, I told my friend about the noise, and she does not do drugs or anything. She's a normal person, quote unquote, and she is an extremely smart person as well. She's my girlfriend now. I told her that I hoped this did not mean that someone in my family was going to die. About a month later, my great-grandmother did, in fact, die. It was horrible. Everything just seemed to crash and burn in my life right then. The thing is, all this bad stuff happening in my life did not slow me down one bit. I continued to carry out my bad habits. Then came the summertime, and the entire summer consisted of partying. I would not come home on the weekends, and it was causing my parents extreme distress. Sometimes they'd drive around looking for me. So summer flew by, and before I knew it, it was my senior year. I barely graduated high school. I slowed down a lot on partying and drugs. I stopped drugs in January of that year, but I began using hallucinogenic drugs, which was the worst choice I think I've ever made. I believe hallucinogenic drugs allow us to see more than we want to see. It's like eating the apple of the knowledge of good and evil in the Garden of Eden. I was not using hallucinogenics very often, maybe once a month. In July of that year, I had calmed down quite a bit and was not partying or using any drugs at all. But I suddenly wanted to go to this thing called the Barter Fair. I live in Washington, and our area is famous for these barter fairs. People come from across the country to go, and so many of them do. They're basically like Woodstock. You come and trade art, food, drugs, anything else you have for something someone else has. It's a huge hippie festival. I've always heard about them and thought it would be awesome to go. I found out there was a small one not too far from where I lived, so I talked to some of my friends and they let me ride with them there. I was so excited because I thought it would be awesome, as I love hippie culture. Boy, was I wrong. We got there and it was nighttime. Probably about 150 people there, maybe more. I was overly excited but nervous because I did not know what to expect. We began to walk around and I immediately felt uncomfortable. The kind of people that were here were not good people. They were deep in the woods, away from any city, and it was filled with hillbillies. Sorry for using this word, but that is the best I can describe them. These people were beyond anything that I'd ever seen before. They almost did not seem human. They were friends for drugs, and that's all they wanted. They were brainless. Some of them were not even coherent. They would be so high, they'd basically fall asleep while standing. They reminded me of zombies. There were tons of them, people like them. I look at them as in complete submission to Satan. They were empty vessels at which anything could come and go in their soul. I was beginning to get very scared. There was a huge bonfire with many people huddled around it playing drums, gazing into the fire. It was almost like they were worshiping the fire. There were even fire dancers and people lying on the ground in random places. It was filthy. There was junk everywhere. Car skeletons all around, tents too. There were, it seemed, hundreds of tents. You could tell that some people lived there. As we were walking around, there were all these stands selling various drugs, drugs of any kind. They had a huge bag full of all these different colored powders. Pretty much any drug you wanted was right there. These were the busiest parts of the place. People are buying drugs like crazy. It scared me because of how dirty it felt just to be in this environment. At one point, I even noticed a pregnant woman with her bare stomach hanging out, holding alcohol and obviously high on drugs. I just wanted to stand by the big fire and not walk around. As I walked up to the fire, I could hear a few people talking about how they had never seen me before and why I was even here. They did not even know me, and they knew I could hear them. They wanted me to hear. I just ignored them and stood there minding my own business. I felt extremely out of place for some reason, as if everyone could tell I was different and did not belong there. A guy came up to me and you could tell he had not groomed himself in a long time. He had a full beard and long hair. It was dirty and gross looking. He was covered in dirt and his clothes were basically rags. His eyes were half open as he came up to me asking me how I was. He started talking all this nonsense to me as if his main motivation were to confuse me. I could tell he was doing this on purpose and he would not go away. I felt very unsafe in front of him. He offered me some opium, but I said no. After a bit, I stopped answering him and he turned around and yelled, "I can't find my friends here," to all the people standing behind me. All the people began to shun me like I did something bad. Everyone glared at me, which was the last straw for me. I did not want to stand there and feel humiliated. Another guy came up to me who appeared to have a deformed arm and the side of his face was messed up. He was shaking extremely badly and started acting incredibly happy to me. He began to tell me he took a handful of pills and now he looks like this. But the way he said it was as if he was lying or telling a story he knew was not true. It's hard to explain. He seemed like he was trying to trick me. He was trying to sway me to his viewpoint. I just did not get why. All these people were mocking me because I was more of a city person. They could all tell. This was like hillbilly hell, and they were all ganging up on me. I then just walked to the car and locked myself in. I just wanted to sit in the car until it was over. I was starting to get extremely bad feelings, almost evil feelings. Feelings that they were very mean, like something hated me there. It was a lingering feeling. I told my friends I'd be staying in the car the rest of the night. They begged me to come out and walk around, but I would not budge. So I in the car for the rest of the night. The entire night I was extremely uneasy. It was like a nightmare. Occasionally one of the zombies would walk by the car. It was pretty much pitch black, but there was a little bit of light from the moon. Those zombie people would walk around in the darkness with their heads down all alone. Some would walk with a limp. They looked like real zombies. It was evident that it was the drugs making them act and look like a zombie. It was a very freaky night. Most of these people that were there, that place was their life. Drugs were their life. That place was their life. It was unimaginable to me. This is where it got freaky. I was sitting in the back seat of the car and my friends were with me. We all heard a child screaming and crying. We were in the parking lot, so there was not really anything around us except other cars. But the crying was horrible. It sounded like a small child who was being hurt badly. We all heard it and listened to it clearly for about 30 minutes. One of my friends even wanted to go out and find the child. The small child was calling out for help and screaming in pain, but it sounded so forced out as if there was a pain in the voice. The child would even shriek, I don't want to, repeatedly. This is why it sounded like something was being done to this poor child. I do not know what it was, and I do not want to. As I was sitting in the car, I began to get scared, feeling like something bad was about to happen. I was so scared, I started to feel lightheaded. I put my head down for a second. It did not help at all. I thought it could have been the cigarette smoke. As I lifted my head, my entire field of vision went blank. I could not see anything. Then I saw an evil face with about 10 eyes and tons of teeth. The face looked like a red dragon. I remember it had dragon whiskers and everything. The eyes looked so mean. They were red. I remembered the amount of red I was seeing was crazy. The face was snarling and it looked right at me. The best way to describe this face is that it looked like a Chinese dragon. It was dragons you see at Chinese festivals. It even had gargoyle-ish looks to it. It seemed as if it floated right towards me and right into me. It scared me horribly. My friends were all freaking out, asking me what was wrong. I did not tell them what happened because they would not have believed me. I was extremely frightened after that, and I just wanted to leave. And no, I had not done drugs that night at all. When the sun started to come up, we left. As the sun started to light the place up, I started to see how filthy it was. It was nasty, it was a junkyard, and I am not exaggerating. I was so relieved we left. I just wanted to be safe in my home. It was the most traumatizing thing I've ever experienced in my life, and I was full of fear. I got home and told my mom everything. She was looking at me in horror at what I had seen. She believed everything I said. She then told me that it was probably a cult. It's kind of a far-fetched idea, but it made sense to me. I thought about it. The drugs that were being sold and the fee you had to pay to get in is all just money for them. Let me tell you, that place is in no way official at all. It's deep in the middle of the woods, on top of a mountain. It is on private property, so authority is not allowed there. So basically, we have no clue who oversees it or what they really are. It's just a place people know where to go to get drugs. My mom could tell I was truly scared. And so did a bunch of people in my family. After this experience, I knew exactly why I was raised the way I was. I knew what I was raised not to experience was everything I just experienced. Everything made complete sense to me. I just understood my parents' teachings, and I felt appreciative. Okay, this was in July. For the next couple of months, I would not leave the house. I'd sleep all day. I was always scared. I'd have so many negative feelings. There was darkness in my mind. I would see entities everywhere. They would manifest everywhere around me all the time. I felt horrible. I became depressed and hopeless. My family said they have never seen me like this before. I would not let my girlfriend see me for about a month. I just felt so alone and so scared constantly. I'd also have nightmares. I do not know how to explain the things that I saw, but I would see negative energy all around me floating through the air like a fog. It would move and interact with me. These little clouds of fog would bend light as water does. It would distort whatever images were behind them. They were extremely cold, and they were always in my room. Sometimes they would even turn blackish or indigo in color. I eventually told my grandma about all of this, and I began to open finally. This was in about September of 2012, and I finally wanted to get out of this fog I had been in. I began to pray to be healed and cleansed. I started to get better every day. I'd feel less and less scared every day. I'd feel such a free feeling. I started to read the Bible also. I started to get my head back in order. Well, now it is some time later. I'm almost completely fine. I'm leaving the house again and coming back to life. I cannot believe that I got sucked that far down by evil. I now know true evil exists. I know that I need to be more careful with what I'm doing with myself. I've experienced this evil firsthand. It may not sound like much through text, but words cannot really explain the horrors of true evil. I believe I was a victim of a demon, or maybe even a couple. Who knows where or what I picked up there? I believe it was a series of events that led up to what happened to me. The evil manifested itself in my life so slowly over time for those 2 years. I just felt I needed to share this story. It's one that I will never forget, and one lesson that I certainly learned for the rest of my life.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/RealGhostStories.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Big refund, big project, big savings at Menards. Turn your tax refund into your next big project. That patio you've been dreaming of is more affordable than you think when you do it yourself. Get free estimates fast using our landscaping design program in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on the largest selection of concrete landscaping blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Keep your family safe with help from Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde home safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Kidde detectors feature enhanced sensing technology that reduces false alarms and give fast alerts for more time to get out safely. Check out all our Kidde safety products and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money and refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.